Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tangents. Give me a little bit of twist there. Jason, the one who said tangents. That is Danny. Am I coming in okay?
People yeah, in the you, live you chat? Are.
I'll come in okay for you. I'm wondering if I'm coming in okay for the
Jason, we had nobody right now.
I don't know. You got to call us out like that. That's unnecessary. I just see my levels look a little different. I think I came a little high there. Maybe I'm good here.
So why are you giving me looks of young Steven Spielberg right now with the glasses and the hat?
I look like...
What?
I don't think I do.
And look it up. Young Steven Spielberg.
Handsome fellow.
With the hat. In the glasses.
That movie wasn't talked about enough, by the way. I can't... Well, The Fabelmans. Good movie. Really good movie. I really like Fabelmans.
You did? You talked about it?
I did. Right here on this podcast, where you could catch it live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, or you could listen and follow us anywhere you listen and follow podcasts. Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of
Jerins?
Come on, I gave you a second chance and you mess up. I didn't realize I'm wearing my glasses. There's a lot of glare in my glasses. I'll take those off before you see what's on my background.
In fact, in the Big Bang Theory, that's where the main character of the Big Bang Theory was wearing glasses, but he wasn't wearing the lenses. So the glare wouldn't affect, you know, his shots.
Interesting, Danny. That is a very fun fact. Give me more Big Bang Theory facts if you can.
I mean, it's one of the most hated and loved shows, you know, TV shows. People either hate it or people really like it. There's no in between.
You're not probably not too far off. I'm not a like it person. I don't know if I'm a hate it person, but I don't like it at all.
But you don't like it? That's the thing. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, there you go.
No offense to anybody who does like it. It's just. I don't know, Dan. Something about shows telling me when to laugh. I don't like that. Don't tell me when to laugh. You know, animes don't tell me what to think. I'll think whatever I want to think. You don't talk to me.
Well, animes don't tell you what to think. They tell you what they're thinking.
That's true. They tell you what they're thinking. That's true. Just think.
You know, it's funny that Denise went in a rabbit hole watching Young Sheldon. And Jason. It was better than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, they had like 6, 7, 8 seasons or something like that. So
We haven't seen the last season because I don't know where it's at.
Oh, I think like we have streaming?
To. Yeah. We have to, I think, pay something else.
Is it not an NBC show?
Probably. Is it on Peacock?
That's what I was assuming. I thought it was NBC. I could be wrong.
Maybe. But we enjoyed it more than we thought. Denise really enjoyed it. And I was like, no, it's not that. All right, I sit down and watch it. And I was like, oh, actually, it was pretty nice.
Yeah. You had a good time watching it?
Yeah.
That's okay. You know what I've noticed, Danny?
Yeah.
As I get older, I've been more okay with watching and turning off my brain for stupid movies and stupid shows. Actually, probably not stupid shows. I that's too time consuming for me to like actually just stop. You know, like, I'm not going to just stop thinking to watch Big Bang Theory or something like that. But with movies, I've been better at it. Before, I used to be very pretentious. Like, I'm not going to waste my time with it. This was boring. This was stupid. Why did I watch it? And probably, it probably hindered me from watching some and enjoying some movies. Although, you know what? Godzilla Kong, that new one, that was just shit. That wasn't good. I didn't have a good time. I'm Adam Lab also, actually. You know what? Maybe I rescind my statement.
No,
I'm still the old me.
King Kong versus Godzilla, or was it with Godzilla, ex Godzilla?
Exactly.
Anyways, that was a good movie, Jason. I don't know what we're talking about.
Man,
that whole point of those movies, Jason, is the fights. I don't know what you're talking about.
But it's not going to be. I wasn't even entertained by the fights. I thought they were boring.
Well, are you serious?
I don't like when they just fight replicas of themselves.
Jason, but the main bad guy had a fucking whip and was controlling a fucking ice dragon. Big. Spoiler alert, but you kidding me? Controlling an ice dragon and he was using his bird brain or some other monsters and just like use it as a whip?
I just wasn't entertained by it.
Okay,
I
Jason.
was more concerned what was happening to all the humans who were getting crushed by the buildings and by the large creatures.
Okay, Jason.
How are we okay? How is Monarch or whatever it was okay with, like, hey, we want to protect Godzilla and King Kong and all that bullshit. Let's bring him up to Earth, whatever the fuck happened. No one actually cared what happened, but yet they still give us too much human interaction. But nobody cares about it.
Jason, we do care. What are you talking about?
If we cared, we would care about all the people who died on in that city, on those cities. In Egypt. Were they in Egypt?
I think they were in Egypt, yeah.
Wait. But we don't care. I'm just doing a thing right now.
Yeah. But, I was going to think of something.
But yeah. I honestly was bored watching the movie.
And it's not for everybody, Jason. It's not for everybody.
So
you know, yes,
I'm not 100% there. But I am mostly there. I think if I watch it in the theater, I'm going to have a good time regardless.
You did not watch it in theater?
No, I didn't want to waste my time.
You'd be the guy who's like watching Dragon Ball and say, why is Goku taking forever to
do something? It's one whole episode, 25 minutes of them just looking at each other from across the map, I was going to say. From across the map, thinking to themselves, not even doing anything. They should just put a point of view of somebody in the bottom, like Piccolo watching them. Like, what the hell are they doing? They're just looking at each other. Somebody do something.
You know, it's funny because we always think, oh, God, what was the thing I was thinking about? Like people doing TikToks. And it's so, it's still for me. I went to New York, right?
You went to New York?
Okay, yeah. But in New York. Okay.
Tell us already more talk about this. Then. Oh.
No. But I saw a bunch of influencers, you know.
In New York, TikToking.
In New York, yeah, TikToking. It's just Jason. Call me old-fashioned. Okay. It's just looked a little bit cringy.
You're very old-fashioned right now, Danny.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. It just looked real cringy. But it doesn't look cringy when I do it.
That's true. It doesn't look cringy.
Why does it?
I know what you mean. I don't know. I know what you mean, though. I mean, truthfully, maybe I just not know. Sometimes it does look a little cringy because then they'll set up their phones, they'll walk away from it, and then they're doing their thing. And it probably looks a lot better, like, once it's actually edited in a video. But when you're just walking by and seeing it happen, it's like, what are they doing?
But you know what? It's so norm now. It's just the thing now.
It's the norm.
Yeah, I just don't see it often here, you know?
Important.
Maybe that's why. Yeah.
I guess you're going to see it too much Riverside, but if you get down to Orange County, L.A., Honestly, I see it, I guess I don't spend enough time in LA to see it too often, but I feel like I see it a lot more in Orange County than I do in Los Angeles.
Okay.
But it's Orange County, so that's all they are. Do you... I don't love where we're going in social media, Danny. I know you're laughing because you can see me, my train of thought of like, I don't want to go there, but.
What do you mean, Jason? What are you talking about? What do you
I
mean?
Just
you
don't like where we're going. I don't like where we're going.
It's too late, Jason. It's too late.
I'm saying where we're going, but we're already there, aren't we?
Okay, Jason, close your eyes. All right. Now, let's go back, let's say 2,000 years from now.
Oh, wow.
All right. Let's go.
The year 24. You know what?
No, let's not go 2000. Let's just go a little bit. You know what? Let's go 2000, all right?
Okay. The year 24. 24 all years right, 24. After Jesus Christ died. Roman calendar? Is that what it is?
I think it is the Roman calendar. It's a Catholic. It's the Christian. All right. Now, you're a man. All right.
Debatable.
You're a man, all right, and it's a Saturday night. You just came back. Let's pretend that we live in somewhere in Greece. All right. You just came back from feeding your sheeps. Okay, you're a sheep farmer, right?
Okay.
Okay, and then you sit down.
I smell nasty.
Yeah, you do. But you know what? At that time, you do not.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You don't even feel it no more. You don't even. It's it's hot.
Everyone already knows me as the sheep shit smeller anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay.
What is... Jeez, I don't know where I'm going with this. What is the first thing you want to do to have fun during that time?
Truthfully, I want to take a shower right now. Okay. I want to take a shower. And at this point, at the year 24, I've just fed my sheep. I smell like shit. I took a shower. Took a nice bubble bath. What did I use for bubbles? Don't ask me those type of questions. I'm not prepared to answer them. What kind of baths did they have back then? They didn't have tubs.
You know what? No.
Am I going a different route?
No. They didn't have tubs, but they had, remember, they used petals, like flowers, oils, essential oils, aromas.
Danny, you sent me down a path I don't know. I don't know what they're doing at the year 24. This was not a very productive exercise.
No. But what I'm trying to say, Jason, let's go at least, let's say 100 years from now. What would people do for fun back then? Okay, what was the trend?
What was the trend?
Yeah, what was the trend?
The year is 1924. We're on the brink of, if not already, in the Great Depression. I am thinking about how I'm going to feed my family if I am a man. I'm currently 29. Which means in the year 1924, I probably already had a family and all that. That was just a thing to do.
You're already old.
My newborn might probably just died out of malnutrition. My fifth child just passed away because it's the Great Depression. Again, someone fact check me. I don't know if it was 1925. I think it was late 1920s. But
we're at least in the 1930s.
And the things just are not looking great. For me, what do I do for fun? I'm probably going to get drunk, drink some beer, stay in my house because I don't have the money to go anywhere out, to go out anywhere. I don't know. If my kid talks back to me, I might slap him. It's 1924. It's okay then. Sounds fun to me.
Now, let's go back to yesterday time, which is... What do you have now? If you want to have fun, what did you do if you want to have fun?
I know what you've been trying to do for the past, I don't know, 10 minutes here. I just didn't want to get. I was a bad teammate. I was a bad partner there for you, Danny. I was a bad teammate.
No. You worked out right now.
You gave me many opportunities to get where you wanted to go. This is why we have pre-production meetings, you and I. 5-minute pre-production meetings.
Jason. This is what we need. We need raw production. You know, look, pre-production meetings. Yeah, professional. Are we professional, Jason?
You know, No. Did you just hear my statement about me in 1924 hitting and slapping my kid?
Wait, you're right. It was 1929 to 1939.
Yeah, like in the 1920s. I wonder what the situation was like in 1924. Because
it was getting there.
Let's see. Right now, it's 2024. We are on the brink. We are possibly on the brink of a depression. It's pretty possible to say that in 5 years from now, we would be in a Great Depression, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's safe to say in 1924, 5 years before the Great Depression, people were already in the brink. There was probably already a lot of people suffering, a lot of people who weren't feeding their family. So I stand by my statement. Maybe not the kid slapping one. I don't condone any sort of child abuse in any form or fashion.
Hey, but there's some kids who are little assholes. Let's be honest.
That's a fact.
Let's be honest. It's like you have to do some type of punishment. Because there's some kids who can be a little assholes right
what
there.
What was the worst that happened to you? Did you get your ear pulled? La chancla?
I think my dad or my mom.
You know what, Danny? You don't have to share that. I'm so sorry for asking that. That's very personal.
No. It's not really. It doesn't affect me no more. Okay. They know.
There's nobody watching
anyways. No. I think my dad one time threw me a corn husk.
You know what's because, so funny? Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Me too?
No.
Well, the reason why is because I think I was pushing my sister, and then she was in a hammock, and I just pushed her really kind of hard. I don't know what she was, actually, and she just flew over and she broke her arm. I get it, you know?
You deserved a corn husk.
Yeah, I mean, I think he... Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that.
No problem. It was not emotional, nothing like that. It was just like, oh shit, I broke my sister's arm.
You say
it was an accident.
Sure, it's always an accident as a kid. Doesn't mean we have to be little shits. I was a little shit back then, Danny. So I probably
You were Jason.
The hell was that supposed to mean?
Is that old picture of you with the little big back shirt, and you were like,
"What is that? What's that thing you just did?"
I don't know. I feel like you were a little, you're a little Jason. Youngest kids are always a little.
So, were you where you wanted to get us, Daddy? Should we retrace a little bit of like what your segues that I just completely messed up for you? I apologize for that.
No. I didn't thought of this. Don't worry.
I was having fun in my head, if it helps you. I was having fun. Okay. I knew where you're going. I knew everything. Where you didn't want to go to 1924. You wanted to go to the 1980s and 1990s. You wanted to go back to a time where there was no TikTok. Because, yes, the topic of the day, as we see here, our favorite Disney movies. Yesterday, Danny, I went to the Hollywood Bowl. 80s, 90s celebration.
Let me look at this Hollywood Bowl.
Look up the Hollywood Bowl. I thought you looked it up earlier. Yeah, look it up. It looks like a very, very, very nice venue. Very nice venue. We went to this celebration thing. Live orchestra. Jodie Benson, voice of Ariel. For the original Little Mermaid. I was a little sad Halle Bailey wasn't there to sing her reprisal, but that's okay. That's the truth, Danny. I like her version of part of
the I wasn't sure, Jason, because it sounded a little bit like a...
It's not sarcastic, but yeah. I really do like Halle Bailey's version of part of the world. And, Susan Egan, voice of Meg from Hercules, was there as well. Voice of Goofy, Bill Farmer, was there. Corbin Blue was there.
Who's that?
From High School Musical. I've only seen the first one, Danny. High School Musical wasn't like a big thing for me at all.
We were too old at that time, I think. I feel like...
Well, truthfully, at that point, I was a little snot-nosed little shit who didn't appreciate musicals as much as I do now. So that would have been a great introduction for me, but I think I was just... When you grow up, Danny, let me tell you, let's share a little bit with the audience. When you grow up with older cousins, older brothers... Especially in the 90s and early 2000s, I'm not saying this is okay at all or anything like that. But you do anything like that, you get bullied by your cousins and brother because they're like, "Why are you listening to that stuff?" You know what I mean? And everyone knows what I'm trying to say here. And I, as a kid, it's like, "Well, I gotta look cool for my older brother and cousins." Duh. Now it's like, "Fuck that." I don't give a shit what they fucking think if I'm digging these musicals. I was having a great time at this thing, Danny. A bunch of millennials singing and dancing to this music. It was amazing. It was a great night.
Yeah.
Drove home, blasting some other musical songs, musical numbers. Hamilton. Shout out to Hamilton. Shout out to Little Shop of Horrors. And again, shout out to Corbin Blue. Corbin Blue was amazing. It was great. Everything was great. But anyways, Danny, it had me thinking in like favorite Disney movies. I always get asked, what's a favorite Disney movie? Not always. I make it sound like people always ask me. Nobody asks me, really. I get asked maybe once every 5 years. Probably a little more than that. And I was like, I don't know. I asked myself this question, and I didn't know how to answer it. But I wanted to talk about Disney stuff. Disney memories, because it made me feel very nostalgic going to this little concert. I was happy. I feel fulfilled listening to some songs that I didn't know I wanted. I wanted to hear with a live orchestra. They played "You've Got a Friend in Me" with a live orchestra, and I was like, "Wow, I didn't know I wanted to listen to this song live." It got me emotional. They played "Mulan" live orchestra, got me emotional. Ooh. "Reflection," of course. There was a lot, all those songs they were playing live orchestra. And also something I'm disappointed about, Danny. They got two Disney legends, Susan Egan, of course, Meg from Hercules, and Jodie Benson, Ariel from Little Mermaid. And they sang a duet, which was a surprise to me. I don't know if it was going to do this.
Well, what song?
That's a great question, Danny, because this is where I was disappointed. They did it to the Toy Story 2 song where Jessie's like her backstory. No knock on that, no shade to that song.
I mean, for me, great song.
But you get two legends and you don't have them sing a more iconic song. I don't know. It was a, you know, swing and a miss in my opinion. They were great though. They were amazing.
That's a weird song to sing together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird. It's a really like nobody really thinks about that song.
No, you're right.
As a Toy Story lover, I don't think of that song.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think I've seen 1 and 2, Toy Stories 1 and 2 the most. Obviously the first one
yeah.
the most, but I've seen the second one a few times too. I haven't seen it in a bit, but I don't know. Maybe it meant something to them.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Maybe it meant something to them, but they played a lot of really nice songs and it was
nostalgia, man. Disney knows how to sell nostalgia.
They really do. I asked Diana as we were walking out, I was like, do you think generations before us feel any sort of nostalgia the way the millennials
do? Oh, you know what? That's a good question, Jason.
Because I don't think they do. And she's like, I don't know if they have anything to really feel nostalgic about.
You know what, Jason? Yes, they do. I think, for example, Tolkien.
Oh, okay.
No. J.R.R. Tolkien, you know, the creator of Lord of the Rings, you know? The Rings, you know, Silmarillion. Okay, although, you know, his world. I think he talked about how he is. You can see also in his work how he missed the old times. For example, before Industrial Revolution. Before everything was being, people had to go to work in, you know, at a new way, going to big fabrics, you know. So maybe he was, like he said, he feels nostalgia of being at his own little village and just like, you know, enjoying the peacefulness of what a village can provide, you know. And before corporations started to grow up and take over big parts of the city and stuff like that. So.
Right.
Maybe for some of them that was nostalgia. I don't know.
Yeah. No. But I think you're right. I think maybe they just don't profit on it as much as.
No.
As corporations do now.
No.
I'm not gonna lie, Danny. I'm a sucker for it.
Oh, Jason.
Like, obviously, right? Like I.
Oh, Jason. If you see my room is nostalgia, literally.
Yeah. We're suckers for it. It works on us. We are able, we're adults now who are able to purchase things that we weren't able to purchase when we were the kids enjoying what we were enjoying. And that's something I was telling Diana too. I was like, you know what? I know what Disney's doing. I know they're a fucking greedy corporation nowadays. They've always been, but now especially post, what is it? What are we, like 30, 40, 50 years removed from Walt's death? Especially now where things are like, everything is just about how they're going to make more money. I'm privy to it. I know it. I know what they're doing. But it makes me happy.
Oh, Jason. It just works.
I enjoy it.
It just works. We're being dragged like a piece of meat hanging right here. We're just like in the treadmill trying to eat it.
Yeah.
It
works, man. It works.
Like seriously, it's ridiculous how it is. And also, not just Disney, but other things too. So, like video games, movies. So, nostalgia is the thing right now. It's the hottest piece of meat, I guess. I don't know.
It's sizzling. The meat is sizzling. Yeah, they play great music, and they even had Hunchback of Notre Dame, Danny. And it's not a movie talked about.
Yeah. Enough.
I watched it the first time since I was a kid, like about 3 years ago, I think. I think it was like 3 years ago. I watched it for the first time since I was a kid, and I was like, oh my God, like this is a very deep movie.
Jason, you're right. I have not thought of that movie since I was a kid.
You should though. It's a really good movie and has great music. There was a guy singing there. They had like four other Broadway musicians who were singing like the songs throughout the show. It wasn't just Corbin Bleu. So shout out to everybody else that was there. They were singing. There was a guy singing the I forget what it's called, but it's. What is his name? Oh, no, I had it. I just had his name. The Hunchback's name. The Hunchback's name.
Oh,
Danny,
oh
you
my
it.
God!
Don't wait. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. It. We got it. We got it. We're in the Danny. We're in the '90s. This is pre. This is pre-internet. We.
It's a French name. It's a French name. I don't know, Jason. Dude, I have to look it up. Like, I don't know.
No. But you can't look it up. We're in the '90s. We don't have that type of luxury.
Oh, we don't know. Oh.
Oh well.
Oh my God.
What? Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it? Don't look at it. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Let's just keep talking. You say something while I think about it.
Think about it. Okay. It rhymes with...
Don't tell me what it rhymes with. That's cheating. Anyways, oh my, Danny.
I need to learn about this backstory of
Quasimodo.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Got it.
Great song that guy has.
Wow, Jason, they were playing a bunch of songs then. From...
They played a lot. The only one.
What about
What?
I was gonna say group. The Emperor's Group. Did they play anything songs from?
No, I don't think that was in the '90s.
Was it in the '90s?
That may have came out. That may have came out a little bit.
You're okay.
A little bit out of the '90s, early 2000s.
I think
they didn't do Tarzan.
Ooh, that's weird.
And that one was a bummer. That was a bummer. I would have loved to have heard some Phil Collins music.
Oh, you're right. 2000. Literally 2000.
Literally 2000. Just missed the mark. Sorry, Emperor's New Groove. They did some Goofy. They did Eye to Eye, Powerline. That one got the whole place rocking.
Oh, really?
People were waiting for that one. Yeah. Made me think of the Atlanta episode, Danny. I know you don't watch Atlanta. There's an episode in Atlanta. I think season 3 or... I think it was season 3. Maybe it was season 4. But... I remember watching this episode on my phone, and the episode was a fake documentary about the making of Goofy, and it was it felt like a real documentary, like it was presented as a real documentary. And halfway into the episode, I had to press back and I'm like, wait, what am I watching? Is this Atlanta? It was Atlanta, just a random one-off episode about a black guy who created Goofy based off of his real life.
Oh.
And he, once I started realizing it was fake, it was, I think he was starting to become Goofy. Something like that. Something like that. I think we watched that episode, but anyways, Danny, all that talking I just did. I had some pretty good sleep. Danny, what's your favorite Disney movie?
That's really hard. You know a movie I used to love, watch a lot, but it's not Disney.
Nothing.
No. Oh God, what's the name of it? Prince of Egypt.
Oh, I was just listening to one of those songs last night.
Prince of Egypt, man. I used to own the movie. I used to watch it so many times.
What is it? DreamWorks?
No. That is. DreamWorks, yeah. It was DreamWorks.
I don't know if I've ever seen Prince of Egypt.
You have not seen it?
I don't think so.
Oh, Jason, you should watch it.
I ain't nobody got time for that.
No, yeah, you do. You do have time for that. Are you kidding me? Look, who it has? Val Kilmer. As Moses. He's the main character. It has Ralph Fiennes.
Fiennes.
How do you say it?
Fiennes.
Fines. Okay, Sandra Bullock.
Martin Short, Steve Martin, Patrick Stewart.
Yes! Jason, this is a... Are you kidding
Jeff Goldblum. Michelle Pfeiffer. Are
you kidding me? You have not seen this movie? Holy
Danny
shit.
Danny Glover, James Avery, R.I.P.
It's such a good movie. Like, legit, it's one of the best movies when I was a kid, for me. I don't know if people consider the best movie in the animated movie. They're not, but...
Danny, I'm not going to watch this. Let me tell you why.
Why?
This is Prince of Egypt. That whole cast is white.
Jason, just watch it. Jesus Christ.
I can't.
Leave the racism alone.
Excuse me?
What I'm saying is, there's a lot of white people here, but you know what?
Where's the Egyptian in this movie about Egypt?
This is DreamWorks, okay?
Music composed by Hans Zimmer.
Okay, but that's not my favorite. Look, Jason, let's go back to the. Look, I would say my favorite Disney. There's just so many. When I was a kid, I would watch Snow White, The Lion King. I think The Lion King was a big part of my life.
They did Lion King last night. I didn't
They
like it.
did?
Yeah, it was great. The Circle of Life, and I think they did another one. This movie, The Prince of Egypt, it says adapted from the Book of Exodus, and
Yes.
it made me think, Danny, do you think if it would have gotten nominated for an Oscar, you think it would have gotten nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, and it would have been like adapted by the Book of Exodus?
That would be pretty funny, actually. I think that's probably the reason why it wasn't in it.
Because it was a.
You know the whole
Maybe.
story about Moses is kind of weird?
Hmm.
And let me not go on a tangent. No, let me tell you this. I know
Go
the
off on the tangent, bro.
reason why it's a really more, yes, God, wanted the his people to get out from Egypt because they were being enslaved by the Egyptians, but they chose Moses, who was in Egypt. He was a Egyptian. He was not, was he? Yeah, he was Jewish, part Jewish, I think. He was Jewish, raised in Egypt. Anyway, Jason, but in most of the time in the ex Book of Exodus, God and Moses speak like they were friends. Like if God, it was not like God, he Moses respect them, but when I listen to the Book of Exodus and like the story, like it was mostly like how God was like now talk. It was like he was talking to a friend. It wasn't like. It was weird, and how Moses he respected God, but also was not talking to him like in a. He was telling him, "Stop doing this! Stop the plague! Stop doing this! All the stuff." Like it wasn't like. It was weird. It was, and in the Book of Exodus, it's kind of like, this is God's friend, for some in my interpretation. So, most time when they interpret Moses and God, like in. What the movie was what was the other one that with Christopher Nolan? No, Christopher Bell. That's story of Moses. You ever seen that
I don't know what you're talking about.
one? Christian Bell. Sorry, Christian. What's it, Christopher
Kristen
Bell?
Bell?
Yeah.
Kristen Bell.
What's his name?
I'm sure it was Kristen Bell.
Is it Christian
No,
Bell?
you're just thinking about Frozen right now.
No. Anyways, it's just so weird, Jason. It's just weird the Christian Bale. Yeah, I was right.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, the Christian
Oh,
Bale.
my bad, dog.
Okay.
I thought you were saying Kristen Bell.
No, Christian.
Christian Bale.
Wait.
That
Okay.
is. What movie is that? No, I don't know what that is. What is it?
The movie of Moses. He
Is that
plays
what it's
as
called? That's not
Moses.
what it's called.
I forgot the name of that, okay? It's something.
Moses wasn't British.
Where
is he from? He from Wales?
Anyways, it's just so weird, Jason. The in God and Moses are like friends. It sounds like they speak like to each other like they were friends. That's a none of the other books of the Bible, anything. It's just weird to me. Anyways, favorite Disney movie, Jason. It's always gonna be to me. It's always gonna be Toy Story.
Number one.
I would say Toy Story for a while. It was I never really like. Oh my God, I love this movie so much, of Disney, but I think Toy Story was different. Toy Story impacted me more. I love Toy Story, and in the first one, it has such a charm. The first and second one, because of the animation, it has a charm that is not now. It's so detailed, so it looks good now, but it's not the same. It's not the same as the 1995 with the really early engines. It's just I don't know.
I believe they said it was the first movie made completely by computer animation. A quick little tangent here. I looked up Christian Bale. He's from a place called Haverford West in Wales. Very cute little town here. Just going through some pictures. They got a great castle. This looks very nice. I would love to visit Wales. This looks like a very nice area. They got a place called Merlin's Bridge. Like the wizard. You're a wizard, Harry.
Wait a second. Christian Bale wasn't Pocahontas?
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the young Brits who were colonizing.
He was also on the Equilibrium? Wait. Oh, yeah, of course he was. He was the main. Yeah. He is.
His name, I believe, Mr. Equilibrium.
I just haven't seen that movie for a while. That's right.
They also did Pocahontas live yesterday. I almost teared up. Oh, God, man. They were just yanking on all the heartstrings.
Jason, you're bringing me a bunch of movies that me and Denise are going to have to watch. Pocahontas, Notre Dame, Hunchback of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. What else, Jason? Well,
you guys would have loved it. We would have loved to have had you guys there with us. It was great. There was a bunch of seats open to our right. You guys would have fit in perfect. Jason, bring you a bottle of wine.
Denise is pretty mad at you guys too.
What?
Because you, yeah.
For what?
Oh, because you talk about this great place about pies.
Oh, and then Magpies. Shout out to Magpies.
Yeah, and it wasn't our fault
it was closed. You know, Danny, the other day, we went about a month after we were supposed to take you guys, and I was going to send you a picture and have you show Denise.
You should have done it.
Nah, it seemed too mean. It was so good. Nah. It was so good, Danny.
She still thinks about that.
Love Magpies. Shout out.
Like Jason, if we go there, like I said, we're not going for anything else. We're just going to visit you guys. You know?
Yeah, right. You guys are going to come during Pokemon Go event or some bullshit.
No.
He's going to come for a Pokemon Go event. Then we're going to have to go play Pokemon Go. You'll go. How about this, Annie? You go play Pokemon Go with my brother, and then Denise, Diana, and I would go out and have fun.
No, I want to go have fun too. Pokemon Go and have fun. That's the whole point of it. Sorry. Pokemon Go.
Denise just said in the chat, no Pokemon Go players in this group. Look, see, she's clapping too. That's just the way it is. Danny, Toy Story is a great pick. I grew up with Toy Story. Like all of us kids grew up with Toy Story when we were young.
Yeah.
It was very sentimental. I like I said, it hit nostalgia that it was obviously always there, but just listening to it live was just a little different and felt a little better. More comforting. It was great.
I imagine that, Jason. See, this is the thing where you live, you see all the stuff, and it's like you're in the land of the land.
I'm sure.
Jason.
Yeah.
You're missing out because you guys live close to Anaheim, and I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of they do like Saturday markets, like flea mart, you know. Wow. And there's so much, Jason. I see people finding out like little trinkets and like stuff from the 90s, like Disney stuff, like. You know, towels. I don't know. Like, remember the bed covering beds of like Disney characters and stuff like that. Sure. Like the old, like all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, it comes with the cost of living in California. So, anyways, great option with Toy Story. I still don't have an answer for you, but you were talking about Frozen. What happened?
There's a thunder right now, and my toy fell off. And do you want to see what toy fell off?
Oh my gosh.
You want to see?
It's going to be Buzz Lightyear. Boom. Got it.
No.
He's off camera right now. Damn it.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
This is biggest thunder right now.
Thunder. Gargoyles. Wow. Do you remember in Kingdom Hearts? Speaking of nostalgia, Kingdom Hearts. Who would have thought that would be another game that would just pull on those strings?
Jason, I'm playing Kingdom Hearts right now.
Are you really? First one.
I swear to God. I bought it on the Steam Deck because it's on Steam now. The whole collection. It was like $20. I'm playing Kingdom Hearts right now, Jason. And that fucking intro, man. Not especially the second intro as the second one.
Go away, you don't hear me say.
Jason. Oh, you know Kingdom Hearts is just nostalgia.
So they are toys? Ooh. Denise is calling you out. So they are toys, is how I'm guessing she meant it. to be said.
It's because just because I think I said it, but it's just right here, action figure right there. Look.
Yeah, that's because they're trying to sell to people like you, though. But speaking of gargoyles, that end, that I think that was like the very last fight in Kingdom Hearts, the first one. You fight the gargoyle with the sick music, the theme music from Gargoyles. Such a great song. That actually would have been great to listen live too.
They do that. Square Enix, I think that they do their Final Fantasy. I think there's a concert on Kingdom Portal coming up. They do Final Fantasy, but I think they have done Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I would imagine. I just meant last night because 90. I think Gargoyles was 90s. They didn't hit everything. I think they hit like the obviously the hits. They went with the hits. They got some deep cuts. They got like Darkwing Duck and a few.
Darkwing Duck. Oh my god!
They did like a little medley in the middle where they did Darkwing Duck and they did the the ducks.
Just tell me, Spintails or
DuckTales.
DuckTales?
Yeah, I think it was DuckTales. Is that not what it's called?
Shit. DuckTales. Ooh.
Yeah. Everyone was dancing. Everyone was like singing along to that one too. They did the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Rescue Rangers. Yeah.
There was another one in there.
Mighty Ducks. Did it do Mighty Ducks
No, not Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks or what was that? Spintails.
No Spintails.
I used to love Wish Spintails.
They did Anastasia and a little bit of Fantasmic.
I never seen Anastasia.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
I think I never really seen Anastasia. No, I have seen it. I have not seen it, Jason. Wow, that's another movie I haven't seen.
Oliver and Company. Wow. That one was sad. A little sad to watch. It was great. Oliver and Company. Little Gatito gets rich. Rags to riches, baby.
That's an 80s movie right there. Yeah.
But Danny, you were talking about Frozen before we got on. I didn't know you hadn't watched Frozen before.
I didn't even watch Frozen.
You just didn't. You have so many nephews and nieces. Watch it?
It was, I don't know, when did Frozen come out? 2016? 14? I don't know, Jason. I was just like, it's about,
Let it go.
And then I'm like, I know the songs and everything.
Yeah, we all know the songs.
And Jason, I fell in love. I didn't fall in love. I just liked it a lot. I liked the Frozen a lot. It was actually pretty well made movie. It was a traditional Disney movie, with a little twist, Two sisters, So I was just like, okay. And the Olaf was really funny and he's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like actually funny, like not even in a way where like I don't know. And I just find out who did Olaf, Josh Gad.
Josh Gad, yeah. Josh Gad, you did
great.
That
makes more sense. You did really great. He did really great. So, and then we watched Frozen 2, which they made Elsa a little bit too.
I don't know how controversial this is, Danny, but the music from Frozen 2. Is better than Frozen 1. I said it, and I stand by it.
You know what? There are some songs. Yes, there are some. There's more songs too than the first one, I think. But maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, Jason. I did listen to the whole album more often than the first one.
I need you to go back and listen to Into the Unknown. And just feel the song. Feel it.
The knees will pull on my knees all the time.
Idina Menzel. She's just what a voice that woman has.
She is. I mean, I don't know who it is she is, but damn.
From Wicked.
I don't know. I haven't seen Wicked yet. Are you gonna go see Wicked?
I would like to go again, yeah. Oh, you mean the movie?
The movie, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like the musical.
No, not the musical.
Yeah. I'm not too psyched about it. If you've seen the trailer, Danny, since the very last like little note in the trailer is like a very iconic moment that Idina Menzel has as what's her name? Elphaba.
Mm-hmm.
Where she lets out like a belch that I'm not gonna let out right now because it's like she sounds amazing, but the last note of the song And Cynthia Erivo does not hit it nearly as well. And it's a little disappointing. Okay, I'll be honest, it's very disappointing. All right, I said it.
You said it.
It's very disappointing. Like, I know you got to go do your own thing as the movie, and it's got to be separate from the musical, but that's just too much of an iconic little note. We'll listen to it together after we get it. We don't want to get suspended from YouTube again.
People are excited for this movie. A lot of girls that I know are excited for this movie. Mostly girls. It is. I don't know. It's just mostly girls. But like,
Ariana Grande looks everybody. Like she's going to be a good Glinda. And she looks like she's going to be good. I think she has a great voice, so I'm sure she's going to sing the part well. The musical is great, Danny. I recommend you go watch the musical. The musical was legitimately really good.
We don't get it here, Jason.
You must get it in Portland.
No.
You must. You have the Moda Center.
I don't know when it has come in or something.
Honestly, it probably wouldn't be shown at the Moda Center, though. No. You just got to have some sort of amphitheater.
No, we do. We do. We gone to that theater for events. I went to see Andre Schultz, one of my favorite comedians.
Why does he have that Hitler haircut right now?
I don't know.
Jason. Is he just trying to be edgy?
No, I don't think so.
I just saw a picture of him with like a terrible mustache and a terrible haircut.
Yeah, he does. He likes styles, though. Yeah, but I saw him before. That's he had a style. Podcast.
Here we go. Wicked. Hold on, Danny. Sorry to cut you off. You got him in Portland, October 16, 17. 16 to the 20 to November 3rd.
Does Denise wants to go watch it? Look, I'll go if Denise wants to go watch it.
Just go. Stop it. She's off.
She doesn't like musicals. Oh, that's the thing about her. God. It's her. You know how I have not gotten her to watch La La Land with me.
Oh, wow. Look, you guys are getting Hamilton, too. You should go watch Hamilton.
Ooh, I'll watch that. Broadway. Like I said, I have to go. I don't know if Denise wants to go.
It's in early March. Denise, if you're back in here, I see someone else is in chat. Go watch Wicked. Stop it. Stop fighting it. Anyways.
What was the question, Jason, that we like my favorite Disney movie?
Yeah, I was already here, so you answered it.
What about you?
I don't know.
There's just so many, huh? Like, Disney has so many that, like, one day, I'll go if Jason and Diana go. But they're not going to be, okay.
I can't find it. We'll talk off cam. I got to think. No, Denise, you just go regardless anyways. Don't go if we stop it. I don't know, Danny. I don't know how to answer this question. Because I don't know.
I feel like one day you can be a Lion King. You feel like the Lion King, you know. One of my favorite TV Disney TV show, it was Timon and Pumbaa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Timon, did they sing the song?
No, I don't think they did.
Okay. Well, and another time you'd be like, oh, you know what? I feel like watching Little Mermaid.
Mm.
Or...
You know, Dane, one of my top ones, I could give like a top five in no specific order, I think. Because one of them is Mulan. Another is Little Mermaid. Lion King, you're not wrong. Toy Story's there. Hercules.
Oh, my.
I don't know, Danny. It's a tough one. It's a toughie. Don't but make me you choose. Know what? I don't know why you would ask me that.
But you know what, Jason?
What?
We haven't talked about the other hitters, the new hitters, you know, like Coco.
Turning Red.
Which one? Oh, Turning Red. Yeah.
Yeah, 4:10.
I don't know about Wish.
I haven't watched Wish.
You haven't watched it?
I haven't watched Wish. Their marketing was so bad for that movie that I just don't care to watch it.
Jason, their marketing was like in your face. What are you talking about?
I didn't get that marketing.
It was literally everywhere, Jason.
I didn't see it anywhere. I didn't even realize when it came out.
Well, I will say it's a beautiful, like the art style that they did in this one is watercolor, kind of like painting. It just feels a little bit like dreamy in a way. It was pretty cool.
I would say not. The ones that have not missed, that have not missed on me, is pretty much Raya and The Last Dragon. Pretty cool action, though.
Yeah.
That was really cool action. That was a good movie. Not going to lie. Yes.
Soul was beautiful. I loved Soul. I love Soul.
Soul is just for adults. You cannot tell me this is for a kid's movie.
No, I agree with you.
Strange World. Elemental was... That was good.
It was fine. It was fine, yeah.
Luca. People... Kids love Luca.
Luca's good. I like Luca.
Luca. My niece love Luca a lot. Like, she... They're like...
Luca di Peppo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then this was playing VR. Oculus. And she was making pizzas, I guess. And it was the VR... You know, the VR chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then some kid, just she hears some kid saying, wait, what did it say? And the chat she gave to her, I think she said, Mamma Mia, pizzeria. Because you were playing together making pizza. I think the little kid just said, Mamma Mia, pizzeria.
Dude, these kids are suffering some situations.
Right. She some does. Situations.
Strange World wasn't bad, but that was boring.
It was a little boring. Look, I'll say Ralph. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Wreck It Ralph?
Oh, that's the second one, right? Ralph Breaks the Internet. Yeah. Oh. Wreck It Ralph was pretty good.
Yeah.
People still,
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, Encanto. I mean, that's the big one. I would say Encanto, Coco, and Moana. I would say, like, those are the big, big ones that have come out that, like, there's a lot, actually, in that.
There's a lot, dude. They just poop out these movies.
Onward? Did you like Onward?
Oh, yeah, Onward was good. Onward was nice. That was a nice movie.
It's a nice father.
There's not a whole lot of misses. Not a lot, but they do have some.
I do feel like Buzz Lightyear. A lot of people did not like that one.
Lightyear was good, though.
Inside Out is...
Inside
Out is another big one.
There's a lot of good ones. I think a lot of people don't like what they're doing and where they're going. A lot of people blame... what is it called?
Say it.
A lot of people blame, like, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion on some of their, like, the reason they don't like it. And it's just, it is always going to be strange to me that that could affect somebody's perspective on anything. Like, in their medium, in a show, like, well, there is two gay couples, so I don't like the movie. It's just strange to me. Like, I think in Strange Worlds, I think the kid is gay. And I remember reading some things about it, and I was just like, they don't really bring attention. It's just a love interest, like any other love interest. Anyways.
No, I got you. I know what you mean.
Like The Acolyte. The Acolyte, I feel like, took more shit because they had... and the reason I know this was a big reason is because every time I would see something on Twitter, they complain about it, but in the complaint... they'd always talk about the lesbian witches. Like, we don't need the adjective of, or whatever the, I can't think of the preposition or whatever, whatever it's called, lesbian in the witches. They're just witches who happen to be lesbian. Like, you're bringing attention to it. The show doesn't even bring attention to it.
There was, do you remember on what's it called? Oh god, what's it? Clone Wars?
Yeah.
With the arc with the, you know, the other witches from
the Night Sisters.
The Night Sisters.
Yeah.
Why they couldn't one of them be like attracted to another one?
They probably were, but they just didn't show it. Like, that's the thing. It's probably there. They're just sometimes they don't show it, sometimes they do. I don't know. I've heard people say, like, I don't know why they're bringing diversity and equity and inclusion into a world that I love. I'm like, what the fuck? was like, what? What do you mean? It was probably already there. They, like, it was there, dude. It's fucking space. They're on random planets. They're aliens. Why are you? And witches. Why are you obsessed over this? Anyways, Acolyte, 7.5.
What did I say? 7?
You said 6.
Am I? 6.5, I said. And not because of the everything, the problems or whatever. No. It had other problems, but...
Spoiler territory for the last... We're getting close to the end here, but spoilers real quick on the Acolyte.
Jason, I will say one of the best, in my opinion, good Sith. Or Sith. Quimir. If people call it Quimir, I don't know. They haven't said it technically. But they haven't really specified that's Quimir. Or Quimir, I don't know how to say it. Who is the Knights of the Ren kind of creator. Mm-hmm. So, that guy, what's his name?
Manny Jacinto.
Manny Jacinto. God damn, man. I want to work out.
Yeah, you want
to
look
hot like him? I swear to God. No, Jason.
He looks hot.
Jason.
I know, he looks hot.
And not just that, the way he was fighting, like his fighting style, I thought that was great. Are you kidding me?
The choreography was like top tier. It was some of the best we've seen in this universe, like in live action, because it was really cool.
Yeah, animated. There's some parts where I'm like, it didn't make any sense. Earlier in the episodes, when they had to fight the other Jedi, when you find the other Jedi's, and like the young Jedi was fighting him, I was like, okay, that fight scene is a little bit. Okay, there's movements that I'm like, you would die easily by Quimir if it was to strike you down. But overall, though, at the end, it was just to show how cool lightsaber fights can be.
It was cool. And Dan, what did you think about the lightsaber color bleeding?
That already happened. People not play fucking the other games.
See, I didn't play Survivor. I didn't play Survivor, so that was news to me. This was new. I want to get to Survivor, but I gotta beat God of War Ragnarok. We talked about it last week, privately, where it's just like, I got a laundry list of things to play. Ragnarok is one of them, and I don't want to start Jedi Survivor without passing games.
Yeah, so because...
I haven't seen it, but that was...
It's already canon. Pretty cool. It is cool.
Okay, I wasn't sure how people were going to feel about it. Like, because people were just complaining about everything in the show.
People were complaining because they're just like, oh my God, I've never seen it before, so it's something new. I don't like it.
That's true.
That's the thing about Star Wars. It's becoming, yes, there's things that are now okay. There's things that are like, oh my God, I don't like it. I get it. But there's so much now, you can like the parts that you like, and you can, if you want to hate the other parts, just don't like it. And that's it.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're not going to stop making Star Wars content? Are you kidding me?
I think it was one of the most watched series, like, so far. Like, even with all its hate, it's like any press is good press.
And it's funny because I don't know. I went to see episode 1 in theaters, you know? And I don't think a lot of people went to see... When I went to the theater with my friend, there was that theater was not full.
Really?
It was not full. It was not full.
It's funny because this one's
full. See, I got my cup.
Love it.
But that cup, that theater was not full. So I don't know what the hell... People are just hating because they want... The early Star Wars, great. I'm not talking the first three, you know.
Yeah, good for what it
is. There's gonna be more. People are complaining. There's gonna be more. If they don't like the canon, what it is, you can't do nothing about it. Disney already bought it. People are gonna be like, but you don't get it. People are gonna be arguing so much, man. Jason, imagine if we post this on Twitter or X, rant about Star Wars.
Hate us. Twitter would hate us because they're speaking positively of it. You still gave it a 6 out of 10, but not because of like what Disney is doing. I also don't like that they're blaming Disney. Like if they have, it's like blaming Disney for what Kevin Feige is doing. Like Kevin Feige, we all know as a showrunner, like the movie runner, the showrunner, he's the one pulling the strings. They have somebody like that with Disney, with Star Wars. It's not Disney.
Kelly Kennedy. It's Kennedy.
It's not Kathleen Kennedy anymore. I think it officially got passed over to the creator of Clone Wars.
White Kennedy. Oh god.
Yeah, you know who it is. You know who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The master or savior. He's our savior. He's the chosen
one. Savior, yeah. I mean, Ahsoka. Did people saw Ahsoka?
Yeah, and they probably didn't like it because they didn't watch any of the other shows that leads into this, so it's their problem. But I don't, there's a lot of cool things with this show. There is some parts. I think the writing wasn't great. I'll agree with people with that. The writing was not good.
That's the thing that it hurt the most. Yes.
The storytelling was fine. The pace was not good. I think Seoul was great. I think he played a great Seoul as well, the Korean actor. He was great as Seoul, the main Jedi.
It was great, but there were some moments where, like, when he was talking, I was like, okay. But I get it. He was trying to be like, but I
Well,
was.
you see what I really like what they did with this was that they showed kind of the depth that Jedis have, like the mental depth. Like it's not just good or bad. Like
Yeah.
they are humans, they are conflicted, they have conflicting feelings, they don't do the right thing always. And I feel like after watching the original three, everyone assumes if you're Jedi or Sith, you're good or bad. There's no in between. Like that's it. Like Luke is the all good. Darth Vader is all bad. But then remember, we see Darth Vader not being all bad by the end of it. So I feel like that's part of the problem. People don't want to comprehend
They
that
don't want
Jedi
to.
are.
They, I don't think there should be gray Jedi, but you're right. There should be a moment where they can clarify either the good or bad. Like you're right, Darth Vader. He was at the at one moment. He's like, "Fuck, I fucked up," and then he turned to be, fix his problems. But people, I think they get mad if they hear the gray Jedi because it's not canon. It's not. They don't want to see that because either you're good. The Force is either good or is either bad.
That's bullshit. I don't.
Jason, that's what nature is.
I don't agree. I don't agree. I
Is
think
either
I.
cold or is either hot?
No, because there's lukewarm. Luke Skywalker. Pun not intended. Pun not intended there. But it could be lukewarm, or it could be a little colder than hotter. It's like there's so much in between. I think it's a bad idea trying to make any of these characters just good or bad. Like they have to have conflicting feelings to show any sort of character depth. Like you can't just have them do always be good, because then you're gonna always know, well, they're gonna do the right thing at the end of the day. But Soul, it was like we assume he's gonna do the right thing always because he's a Jedi. But we weren't always positive that he always did the right thing. And I like that. I thought that was important to show that they are not perfect. Even the green, I didn't catch her name, but the green Jedi.
Yeah, she was the master, of the Jedi Council.
And her
She was like
decision
that.
at the end was not very Jedi.
Oh, they hated Jason. They hated her. Eggs
I
were
think it's
they were
cool.
hating.
I
They
think
were like,
and
you know
it's
why they were hating her?
why? Because she's a woman.
Well, not just that, but I
Oh.
think it's because she's actually, the girlfriend or wife of the director. And they were like, oh, she's just there because,
Yeah, they're gonna
the
blame that.
writer.
They're gonna blame that for a woman, but they wouldn't blame that for a man. Like that's just the way people are, especially these men. Like if it was a man in that position where a woman director put their husband on screen, they probably won't bring attention to it as much. But I think it's cool because it shows the faultiness of the Jedi Order, which Ahsoka really puts in
That's
on blast in the Clone Wars. Like it was never a perfect order. And I think that was cool interpretation of it. I think it was really cool that they showed that. That's what I'm into most with Star Wars, is like
No,
the
I
spectrum,
know.
the spectrum of Jedi and Sith, because it's a
But
spectrum.
I just remember right now because you said that. I'm trying to. It's just I remember the one of the first episodes that showed the Jedi, one of the Jedis who was a little heavy.
In the Acolyte?
And the Acolytes, yeah, it's in episode 2. It was one of the Jedis who was a little bit a heavy guy, and people were like, "Oh my God,
Were
Jason!"
they not happy about that?
They were eating him. He's like, "How the hell does a Jedi who trains their body and mind for since they're a child be that heavy?" And this is why Disney, and they were like eating it. It's like this is just putting whatever they want just to please everybody and this and
Genetics.
that.
There's some
And
people,
I'm
that's
like,
just genes. Like
and I was
they
like,
can't always control it.
holy shit, they were like getting that. I'm like, God damn. Are you kidding? Like, Jason, I
Oh,
get
that
it.
kid. That kid, I remember now.
Yeah, I get it. We see people, I love this. We talk about nostalgia. We love pop culture. Jason, we live in pop culture. You and I, we work to pay bills and to please ourselves with pop culture stuff. You know? Mm-hmm. So people take this, their lifestyle of like, this is just a, this is a fake universe that somebody created that we enjoy to watch. Sometimes we don't, but people take it too much, man. I feel like people just like, I feel like there's some people who are crying or get angry. Like, fuck this, man. Fuck this. And I'm like, it's just, it's not real.
You know what? I'm glad they did what they did with Luke Skywalker.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's be honest right now.
The one, I never really understood people's, how upset they got. But the one time I actually, like, it resonated with me with somebody. It was the actor who plays Darth Maul. Storm. What's his name? Star Destroyer? Stormbreaker.
Star Killer. But he also plays Maul on the Clone Wars. He's the voice actor.
Yeah. That's right. But he kind of put into the perspective. I was like, all right, I get it. And he was. People would complain about Luke Skywalker, what happened to him. And I was always like, he's a fictional character. Things happen. Like, he's not going to be perfect the whole time. I don't know why we're complaining about his character arc.
But the
actor was like, he's like, yeah, that's true. But if you give us a character that we grew up with, and it's okay, like, if they change, but if you don't show us that change on screen, if he's changing like his morals and ethics are changing so much off screen, that's when it becomes like a question mark. That's when I don't like what they're doing, is what he said. And I was like, all right, that's fair. I hear you. But I still don't. I never really cared about his arc, Luke's arc. Like, it never really affected me how he turned into a gray Jedi. They showed a little bit with decent past, what's it called?
Oh yeah, the flashbacks.
Yeah, flashbacks. But I don't know. I never really cared as much as others did for that.
It did impact me, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that. Because exactly what he said. That's exactly what I felt. Literally, that's what I felt. Because that's my favorite Jedi.
Is it?
I literally grew up. Yes, I grew up watching that movies when I was a kid over and over again. And thinking how cool this character is, and I'm like, didn't learn more about his past, and also on Legends, on some of the stories on Legend, how powerful Luke is. Like, you have no idea how powerful that fucking guy can be, and it's Legend, so it doesn't really count.
Everyone's the most powerful Jedi.
No. But Luke Ahsoka's was different.
The most powerful. Luke is the most powerful. Anakin has to, because he's the chosen one. Is the most powerful. Qui-Gon had the potential of being the most powerful. Yoda's the most powerful and wise. Like, that's one of those things where I'm like, whatever, dude. You guys are all... It's like X-Men. Like, every fucking X-Men is the most powerful X-Men.
No. Jason, no. Okay, Jason, you're going to territory that you don't know yet. You're just speaking...
Being kind of serious, though, because everyone really is told that they're the next best, biggest, baddest Jedi.
It's just... There's all kinds of Jedis, I feel like, but I feel like, in my humble opinion, humble.
Humble.
I do feel like Luke, it is the most powerful. He was descendant of Anakin, you know, Himalaya. So from the Force, we don't know how Anakin was, you know, created. We know this from the Force. So he's straight Force, baby. He's straight Force with Padme, you know. Uh-huh. So the things that he did on those movies, that's like, you know, they show how he was literally old enough. He was already teenager. Learning to use the Force, and he was able to destroy a freaking empire. You know, think about that. Going with Anakin on one-on-one, somebody who's been, at that time, was like 60s, 70s, I think, Anakin or Darth Vader. One of the most powerful, you see how powerful Darth Vader was when we saw, Kenobi, or the other shows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, to me, it just shows that Luke was like literally in another level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we see him throwing the lightsaber, Jason, on episode 8. and just being like,
no. I loved it. I was like, hell yeah, that's hilarious. That's great. Great comedic timing. Hey, he's a great Jedi. We don't need that fucking old school technology over here. Get that shit out of here.
I get it, Jason. I get it. It's just we didn't see it. Yeah, he's on. It's just we didn't see it. This should have just should not fuck with it. It should just keep going a little bit more with another movie. Maybe like do something like, I don't know. It was something else. Maybe do the show. They could have done a show.
They could have done what they did with Ahsoka. Like Ahsoka's
exactly.
Ahsoka's yeah. arc was like exactly what I think people would have loved to have seen. If
yeah.
being honest, because Ahsoka, you see her growing as a Padawan, trusting the Jedi, and then slowly changing her feelings because of Anakin. And if Anakin, the Chosen One, can't even be an all-perfect Jedi, what's the point of the Jedi Order? And it basically, Luke went through the same thing. Like, if I can't even show my nephew the right way, like, what's the point? It's basically, like, same sort of mindset.
No, I get it.
But Danny, saying about that. If I'm playing Battlefront 2 and I'm using Kylo Ren and I can't defeat, and I could defeat Luke Skywalker, like, yeah, whatever.
That's a video game.
Like, show me how you're the most powerful.
Hey, Kylo Ren really powerful. I'm not going to say he's not.
He's a weak little bitch is what he is. Maybe just a little bitch.
Compared to his dad, but.
Well. I mean, he's. Yeah, his dad. Danny, we've extended this. Lonely
yeah, we're talking about Star Wars. I think people left already after we started talking about Star Wars.
Nobody even fucking joined us today.
Well, Jason, we started at 8 in the morning with nothing.
People need to wake up. What are they doing? It's 8 in the morning. Get the day started. Look at that. We're finishing up here. It's only 10:02 a.m. We still got the rest of the day ahead of us. We got an episode of House of the Dragon tonight.
I need to catch up on that, man.
It should be okay. It should be all right. The summer of shows is coming to a conclusion, Danny, with The Boys. With
I haven't even started that yet.
The Bear. With The Acolyte. House of Dragon is coming to its end. It's been a lot, man.
Oh, hey, get ready for the Skeleton Crew. They show already the pictures of a bunch of kids, and people are already going at it.
What are they going at?
That this is another. It's gonna be another Acolyte.
Why though? Let's see. Hold on. Before we get out of here, I'm gonna look up these quick little pictures. Oh, cause we're getting close to. Ooh, Danny, we're gonna get a lot of exciting news. We're gonna have plenty to talk about next week because next week is Comic
Con. Oh, it's Comic Con, yes.
And I think it's telling that we haven't heard a lot of. Like Marvel and Disney news yet. It's either that they're saving it for Comic-Con or they're saving it for the Disney D23 thing.
D23. Jason, you should go, man. I will go to D23, man. I know there's a little people who are a little too much, but I will go.
You know, when hanging around too many Disney adults could be like too much. Like, you know, I don't consider myself a Disney adult, Danny. Doug put it in a good way. I'm a Disney kid. I was a Disney kid. Like, those people are obsessive. Like, if you think I'm at all close to that, I'm not.
I get it.
Like, I am so far removed from that. Because they're nuts. Anyways.
We gotta
come to a conclusion. We're way too far. Yeah, people aren't not gonna stay tuned long enough. Here's a little test, Danny. Let's see who stuck around this long. If you did, how about you DM us on Instagram and let us know, hey, I stuck around this long. You're going to get a special prize. I'm not going to say what it is. But you will get a special prize if you stuck around this long. And not counting Denise, because she might be the one in chat. But if you're here on podcast, or if you count, if you're watching on the live broadcast on YouTube, and you stuck around this long.
I'm down, Jason.
Special prize. Yeah. DM us on Instagram. Yeah. Because that comes to the conclusion of our show here, Danny. It's been a long one. It's been a good one. It's been Disney filled. I promise you this was not sponsored by Disney. I have no idea how they would have ever found out about this show and contacted us about it. So this is just.
Hey, but if they want us to send their boxes that they sent on those influencers, they're like, oh my God, they sent me an Indiana Jones box filled with Indiana Jones stuff.
I could unbox with the best of them. Whoa, look at that. That's just a snippet of what could happen. Never mind. Anyways, that comes to the end of things here. Don't forget, everybody, if you catch us live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, listen and follow us anywhere you listen to podcasts. I feel like I'm missing something. Yeah. Whatever. On that blah, 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 hit like, subscribe, follow, notifications, all that everything. Stuff that you hear everywhere else. You know, same thing for us. Nothing's different. What do you think? Never mind. I was going to start talking, go off on a tangent. I'm not going to go there. Not that tangent. But at least we're tangents. That was Danny. I was Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tangents.
Jennings?
Man, you really...